This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about, this is a tough one, and we're probably going to be firing the VD up a little bit today.
Well, I voice disguiser, but I love these.
We're doing relationship bombshells.
Yeah, those things that you had no clue about your spouse, your loved one, your
significant other, yeah. Whatever, that you found out after you're already kind of entrenched in a relationship.
Yes.
Like any good Slacker and Steve topic, we're stealing it from somewhere.
Mm.
We're stealing this one from Whisper. It's like the confession website.
Oh, yeah.
Where people go. And I mean, we just got enamored with reading these things. Some of them are so
brutal.
The one we were just talking about, this one off the air. Okay. Here's their relationship bombshell. Married 17 years.
Yeah.
The woman passes away. Mm. So this is way post-relationship. This is post-death bombshell. Mm. At the funeral, a man shows up and says, oh, hey, I'm her ex-husband. Guy didn't know she was married before.
No clue.
He's got with him a 22-year-old son who she hadn't spoken to in 19 years.
Yeah.
And a 20-year-old son that she had given up for adoption that she had with another guy.
And the husband of 17 years, no clue about.
Didn't know she was married. Didn't know
nothing.
She had kids. Didn't know nada.
Until they're standing at the grave.
Yes. That is.
Yeah, that's a
bar. Now, I mean, we're setting the bar really high when we tell you a story like that. That's
a huge bombshell.
That's
a big one.
That's a hard pill to swallow there, everybody.
It's a big one.
Somebody else said, I really liked this one. It's a little long, but they had worked all summer doing jobs and stuff, and she'd been babysitting and stuff, and she was like, they got married, and she's like, guess what? I've saved enough money. Let's go to Branson. I don't know why you would, if you've saved money.
It's Branson.
She had saved $700. They're going to go to Branson.
Heck yeah, they are.
On the way to Branson, she says, I didn't save $700. Yeah. I saved $7,000.
And it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest ever. Go to Branson with $7,000.
So they go big. They go, they get helicopters. They do boat rentals. They see every single show. Dolly Parton and whoever
Branson.
Else. They see souvenirs. They buy it. No matter what, if they have a desire for it, they get it. A quilt. Let's go. They spent over $6,500 in Branson, Missouri.
Heck yeah.
Here's the post-relationship bombshell. They get home and there's a ton of messages on their answer machine. This dates how far old this thing is. From the bank manager where she works.
Yeah.
Saying there's an urgent matter we need to discuss.
Yeah.
It's about the $7,000 you stole.
She did.
Turns out she stole $7,700, the exact amount she had claimed to earn babysitting.
Huh. Hey, but they made memories in Branson, though. That's priceless.
So when you go to withdraw your money from that bank, they're like, well, we can give you a souvenir
from
Dolly World. Your money's not held in the vault, per se.
Much.
It's in. Here's a quilt.
And a free soccer.
Sort of like the end of Wheel of Fortune used to be when you would go
shopping for the junk.
Take the quilt for $500.
Right, the Dalmatian for $2,000.
That's a bombshell.
That's a bombshell.
Somebody else said, this one's kind of hard. A woman wrote on this Whisper site, I didn't find out till after we were married that my husband had been struggling with his preference since age 11. And once we were married, I found out he's actually gay.
That happens to married women all the time. A lot. Yeah.
Here's another one. Found out after they'd been married for a while that she had been married 6 other times.
6?
And not... She's not like, oh, by the way, I have an ex. She claimed once he found out and was mad, she said, well, only 2 of those counted because they were the ones that lasted more than a year.
Okay. I like her rationalization.
Yeah, well.
Those are real. They can't be counted.
Somebody else found out their wife can play guitar. Like never knew their wife could play guitar at all.
Yeah, they were like at a flea market or something. She just wandered over, picked it up, and started like...
virtuoso. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, and the husband's like, oh my, where did this come... Can you actually teach me lessons? Can you teach me how to play guitar?
No. Here's the thing. They don't all have to be bad. I mean, most of the ones we read were bad, but that one's good.
Yeah, it's just still shocking.
Yes, you find out that, like, oh my God, you're a virtuoso guitar player. Where were you when we were looking for somebody to play?
Did your wife know that you were a virtuoso?
Oh, yeah, I used it.
Because that's how you hooked her.
That's how I hook everybody.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to bring a guitar in tomorrow and see what's out there.
Great.
Throw some chum in the water. All right, so if you've got some sort of post-relationship, post-marriage bombshell that you found out, we want to hear your story. Allie?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Post-relationship bombshell.
So this isn't about me. It's about an uncle. But he was living a life here and as a Christian dad, two kids, wife. And then he would go to another city and had an entirely separate family. And he was leading a life as a Muslim, like devout.
What?
He would do the prayers 5 times a day, would do everything. And the families found out about each other, and both were just so shocked that he had the capacity to be super judgmental about other religions, but just to be so devout.
That is
literally like another life.
You got to kind of respect the what
he
it took
had
for
some
him.
Skills or some mental, but and so each wife thought he like just had this job that made him travel a bunch. So that's what
exactly. Yep. And but super devout, very judgmental about other religions. And was just living a life as a very devout man of faith.
And it was two families that got bombshelled.
And just could not be more polar opposite, like religion. Like, so that's probably was by design.
Oh,
so they never accidentally ended up at a Christian convention. Michael W. Smith is coming to town. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow.
It's a miracle that he didn't accidentally say, like, Allah in prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
that's hard.
That's a good old, that's a really good bombshell. Thank you for the call, Allie. Ellie? Or Elle?
Yai.
Relationship bombshell.
Yeah, so he was hiding the kid of his ex-girlfriend, but still raising him the entire time we were dating.
What?
How do you down low raise a child?
Yeah, now that's a question I had too.
How did you find out, your little bombshell?
I kind of may have done some low-key stalking.
Good for you.
Everybody, low-key stalking. I didn't go big stalk. Low-key. Oh,
it was garden variety wild sauce.
I wasn't like behind his house with binoculars or anything. It was just Facebook. It's out in the open.
Oh, that's low-key stalking.
Actually, that's cool.
Now I know what low-key stalking is. By the way, if you ever need a low-key stalker, Steve is an expert at Facebook stalking. Anytime you start a sentence with I just.
it's over.
It's over.
Okay.
So did you break up with him when you found out about the secret child?
What happened?
It was actually after we had broken off to begin with. But
yeah, so you do the low-key stalking post-relationship entirely. Got it.
Typically, I was really angry, and so I wanted to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Dang. That's
all right.
Nice.
Well, low-key stalk us later then. Thank you, Elle. Sarah.
Yay.
Relationship bombshell.
After we got married, my husband finally started kind of divulging his financial situation, and that's when I found out he was wealthy, and I had no idea.
And you're like, score!
Yes! But he knew you loved him for real.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. He was living in an apartment with a roommate, and he didn't really live a luxurious life. And it's not until I didn't have a job and we started talking about the future that, like, everything start falling out, and then I met his financial planner and all of the investments and stocks he had, and it was just very jarring. And like, oh my God.
And then you divorced him immediately.
Yeah, it's like, I'll take half. Peace out. Thank you, Sarah. Morgan.
Yeah.
Relationship bombshell.
I was actually in a relationship long term with a prostitute, and I had no idea.
Score or no?
Wait.
Not score.
How'd you find out?
Yeah.
Well, she had... I guess one guy that was getting a little crazy with her, but she would meet up with these guys off the sugar daddy site and would sleep with them for money.
Yeah, that's pretty much a prostitute.
Wow.
Did you stay or did you go?
Yeah, how'd that play out?
I was out of there.
Oh, Morgan.
That's a tough bombshell.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Mm. Anne?
Yes?
Yeah. Relationship bombshell.
Found out that during my marriage and after my marriage, my husband was making babies with all kinds of different women, and my son was working at an Office Depot when some kid walked in and goes, oh, I understand I have a twin brother. And we didn't even know who this kid was, and he did resemble my son, except he was older. Found out that his mother was going to school when we were going to school up at CU. And found out that he had kids like 6 months after my other son was born. My youngest son was born into the same year. And then two twins right after that. I mean, it just went on and on.
I mean,
and on.
Having lots of affairs is already a bombshell, but like, stop having kids with every person you walk past.
Amen.
Oh my God.
We had 12 kids that we know of, and we haven't stopped looking.
Oh my God. Thank you, Ann. Nicole.
Yay.
Relationship bombshell.
So after we were already engaged for a year, I told my fiance that I had a one-night stand with my step-cousin about a month into our relationship.
Okay, what? Huh, I like how you waited until...
I just want to make sure I set the hook first.
Exactly.
Love all the justification there. It was like, it was only one night, and they're not really my cousins, more of a step-cousin. And we just barely started our relationship.
Yeah, that's totally how I explained it, and then... told him at the airport, and he went home and demolished the guy. Like, he beat him up real bad.
Oh, God. It's not his fault. You're the cousin lover. Man, I guess he is too. Oh, God.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.